What's good, fam? This video is going to be about how the people who disrespect you should never get the honor of your presence and using distance to manage respect. Listen, as a man, if you don't respect me, you either gonna see these hands or you gonna see the back of my ass as I'm walking away. Far too many people go home to spouses or show up to jobs every day that they get mentally abused by. Many times, even worse. Frequenting those people and those places is never a good idea, and it's never good for your mental health overall. Not enough of us are playing the long game when it comes to mental health. Many times, if around people who are toxic to you, at a conscious or even at a subconscious level, you start to identify with the ideas about you presented to you. If you receive a certain type of treatment for long enough, you'll start to feel deserving of that treatment, whatever it may be. Now, we all see and understand this concept when looking at a person who's experienced privilege for a very long time. They often get used to and therefore entitled to receiving the best from others or favors from others or people actually like listening to them and doing what they say. They get a little bossy. They get so used to getting their ass kissed because of status that they start to look down on people over time. Again, this doesn't happen to everybody exposed to privilege, but it's a common thread and we all recognize it. They have their nose in the air a lot of times, and then they look down on the help. We witness this entitlement among celebrities, athletes, and very attractive people who are not only used to acceptance, but have become used to servitude and favor from people as well. Even though we've recognized this, very rarely do we ever even consider the equal and opposite extreme. Very rarely do we take into account the damage and influence that occurs with very consistent disrespect or indifference from people around us. This is something I recognized when I was very young, and so I always try to avoid it. I don't deal with people who are disrespectful to me. Hell, I don't deal with people who are indifferent to me. People who entertain those behaviors ultimately sometimes become connected to that treatment. They start to identify with how they are treated instead of who they believe they are and who they can be. Take indifference, for example. Story time. For me in high school, there was a very beautiful, highly respected woman who appeared never, ever to notice me at all. And I'm not talking about she didn't recognize me or acknowledge me as a handsome guy. I'm talking about just as a human being in general. She just never acknowledged my presence whatsoever. There were many times where she would speak to the person right next to me for several minutes, but never would acknowledge that a person was standing next to them. Never acknowledged that I was there at all. Her eyes wouldn't look my way. Her gaze wouldn't even avert if she had to look around me to look at something else. It was like I was invisible to her. I was made of glass. And to be honest, this was odd because I'm tall, I'm handsome, and I also have a very big presence. I've always been told I'm hard to ignore, so her ignoring me like I wasn't a person at all just didn't make any sense to me. Anyway, I didn't like this girl. I didn't have a crush on her. I didn't have any feelings for her whatsoever. Even so, I avoided her whenever possible. I refused to be around her at all, not because I was hurt or because I cared, but because I never wanted to adjust to feelings of indifference toward me. I never wanted to get used to that and start to identify with that. I never wanted to get used to being ignored or being treated like I was insignificant. And that was because, just like abuse or disrespect, indifference also teaches you how to feel about yourself. When at all possible, go where you are celebrated, not tolerated. Frequent atmosphere energies and social circles that reaffirm a positive self-image. And that's because it trains you to feel significant. It trains you to feel important. If you're in school or work environments, just go where the love is first and get used to that. So many people share unnecessary space with people who are either indifferent or flat out disrespectful to them. They do this on a regular basis and then wonder why they don't feel more self-supporting. They wonder why they feel lame or forgettable or why their self-esteem suffers for no good reason. When you want validation from a source and it's refused for long enough, you start to feel as though you don't deserve it, that you aren't worthy of it. This is one of the reasons why bullied kids often kill themselves or harm themselves. They are exposed to disrespect and rejection and hatred on such a regular basis that they start to identify with their abusers. And yes, I know, to build strength and resilience in ourselves, we must be exposed to some kind of rejection, some kind of hardship, indifference, disdain, trauma, disappointment, etc. They build character. But to be a balanced and a positive person, your experience growing up especially, but even in your adulthood, has to offer some balance and some positivity as well. And to be honest, as many of those experiences that depend on you, they should be positive. And that's important because just like a sponge, we absorb our experiences and they leak back out of us at some point. What goes into a man will ultimately come out of him. I say all that to say this, the people who are indifferent to you, the people who mistreat you, the people who disrespect you, they shouldn't get the honor of your presence. I don't care if they're an acquaintance, family, friends, or your spouse or your partner. Remove yourself from the presence of anyone who doesn't treat you the way you feel you need to be treated. Your absence may teach them how to honor you a little bit better if they care to do so at all. And it will protect you from enduring the type of trauma that slowly over time creeps into your self-image and rearranges it. You're better off losing friends, quitting jobs, or breaking up with people than to acclimate yourself with the feeling of being less than anyone. And again, if someone makes a habit out of disrespecting me or being indifferent to me, all they're going to see is the back of my black ass as I'm walking out of their life or out of their presence. Oh, and people going to say, well, you know, sometimes you just got to forgive. You got to live and let live. Like, listen, a forgiveness or living and let living is going to subjugate me to more toxicity, to more abuse, to more neglect, to more disrespect, then I don't need that shit either. Only entertain people who respect you and set a tone of love and consideration. And in receiving that, it's your job to match that. Give what you would hope to receive from others. Use distance to protect yourself from growing accustomed to mistreatment, toxic family members included. No one should be allowed to keep wronging you and expect to stay around you. Don't raise hell, don't engage in any drama, just separate yourself. Once you realize there's no change in sight, your stability depends on it. Anyway, that's all I got for now. Follow me at KevHick24 on Instagram. I'll get with y'all later.